This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 3 minutes past 8 a.m. Beautiful Tuesday morning, is it? Cold outside. We're expecting some sort of sunshine later on in the day. Well, let's see how it goes. A major problem we have, not just at the local government levels, but also at state and even sometimes federal level, is the issue of ghost workers that many talk about. This term, ghost workers, I think to explain so anybody understands, it's where you have names of people on payroll who actually are not staffed or don't work in that ministry or institution, but then they receive salaries, right? Okay, so this was something that in MOA local government, the chairman cited that led to, you know, some staff not being paid. Now, whether or not all of the people who did not get their salaries or don't get the deserved salaries are ghost workers is a question that we need to ask altogether. But from his position, well, ghost workers, anyways... To cut the long story short, some health workers in the local government called on the Rivers State government to transfer the salaries of health workers from local government councils to the State Primary Healthcare Management Board. Now, these health workers made the call after some of them were not paid for 3 to 6 months. All right, let's listen to what some of them have to say.
Since I started working, more than 20 years now, I've never seen this kind of a thing before in my life. My children will drop out from school because they don't have father. It's only me, Catherine, suffering. I was even begging food.
We don't know the structure he's paying us with. We don't know the chart he's paying us with. If he's paying me on grade level 9, he should tell me. If he's paying me on grade level 8, he should tell me. Because I don't know really what I'm earning at the end of the month.
We are being short paid. Some people are not paid. Some people are felt sick as a result of this not payment.
Over 12 years I am working here. Since October, November, no salary for me. This last December, even receipt of rice, I don't have because I'm a widow. I don't have husband. No salary for me. Come and help me.
All right, and that's some of the workers speaking there. Several of the protesters last year, actually protested again over alleged non-payment of salary in a more local government area. This sort of issue has been coming on and on again, in particular that local government. The chairman, on his own part, has said that those who are claiming to be owed salaries are not staff of the council. He was speaking with our correspondent, and this is what he had to say.
Anybody who claims that he or she has not been paid is a ghost worker. I have the nominal roll from the Rivers State government who had initially conducted biometrics for them and will pay them as I went due. Records don't lie. To anybody who tells you he or she is a health worker and has not received salary, then must begin to find out how he or she got into office. You are not owing anybody.
All right, so you heard that. Investigate how they got into office. And that wasn't all. He even threatened he was going to sue some of the workers, compelling them to refund the monies that they collected that wasn't due to them, illegally received from the council. That was what he said. And that's also something that, he had this to say. You just listen to him.
Nobody has right to cut salary. We put them where they should be, where they belong. A lot of atrocities took place in Emawa. And if they push me to the point they are pushing me, I will make sure now that they refund all they have illegally taken. I will calculate the backlog of the month from when they started earning those dubious salaries. You cannot be on level 10 and say she should pay you salary of somebody on level 12. It's not done. We have come to clean up the place, and that is what we have done. And those three, the funds we have freed is what we are using to back on those monumental projects you see in the local government. I have no regrets.
All right, so that's the local government chairman from MOA speaking there. This last year, we also had this protest, and a similar fashion, staff of the council called on the chairman to pay their salaries. They resumed the protest when he failed to show up after asking them to come for clearance. This was in October last year. So let's listen to what they said at that time.
Somebody called our attention that there's a notice on the board, MOA. here. And he said, all affected staff should come to help our LGA. We now all came, like he said, because we all came assembled today, over 60 of us, 100, thereabouts. And then he said from 8 o'clock till about 11. We got an information that he said it's not coming. And we should go. So we got upset. So we decided to lock up the gate because there are projects going on, building projects going on. That's everybody can use the council. Okay. Lock the gate.
All right, so that was from last year where the notice was pasted according to what we heard. Well, before we go any further with more of the excerpts, let's hear from our guest in the studio. I have Isaiah Odus, leader of the health workers in Emoha local government area. Good morning, sir. You're welcome.
Yeah, good morning, the good people of Nigeria.
All right, madam, can we get to meet you?
Good morning, my people. I am Blessing Chukwuri.
Okay, and she's also staff for Emoha local government area as well. Just to start, let's start with you, Mr. Odu, quickly. Okay. What really is the situation? What is happening in Emoha local government? Because last year we heard this, and now we're hearing the same thing again. What really is happening? And it seems like this started with this present administration.
Yes, yes. The truth of the matter is that some issues are swept under the carpet, which ordinarily oughtn't to be. Chidi Lloyd came to office in May 2021 and started paying salaries from that May, but did not pay up to June. So he started May, June in the month of June. What happened was, I don't know where he got his own chart from. We do not know where he... In civil service, what is used for payment is charts and salary structures. They are there. We don't tamper with it. Mm. No administration plays with it. As government circulars come, it comes with a new chart on which you should pay your workers. But before he came, there was a chart that was already being implemented, which is the harmonized public service salary structure, which we call the HAPS.
Okay.
That salary was, that structure was already implemented. That structure came to be from the office of the head of service in 2002. It came out in 2002. I have it here.
Okay.
And
if I could say that, please.
And the Local Government Service Commission, by virtue of the administrative hierarchy of the local government system, transmitted this document to every local government in the state. And I have a letter dated 15th of October 2004 from the River State Local Government Service Commission, empowering every local government to implement. And every local government followed suit.
So you're saying this document here, this structure should be what the local government,
yes,
should be paying,
yes,
with.
Yes.
So what is he paying with?
Emoha had already implemented this structure before Chidi Lloyd came. That structure had been implemented for over 9 years before his arrival. I have earned salary with that structure for more than nine years before his arrival. But on arrival, I don't know where he got his own structure. I don't know from the document he's working with. He decided to slash our salary at ease, whatever he wanted. In the month of May and June, I lost a total of 85,000 naira from my salary.
He mentioned, I think last year when the protest first came up and we talked about this and we were opportunity to have a conversation with him, he mentioned the fact that some people were receiving salaries that was above the grade level that they were in. Is that something that's happening, or what do you say about that?
He's the council chief executive.
Yes.
I would come on air and said he's telling lies, but he's not telling the facts the way they are. From that circular I have given to you,
yes,
health workers were on HAPS, which is a circular from government that says if you're on level one, by HAPS implementation, you should be paid on level two. That is the page you are in.
Yes.
I can read it clearly. Let me read it. They say for medical, this circular point number three says that for further clarification,
yes,
for medical doctors, medical and health workers, nurses and midwives who had hitherto implemented the MSS, MSS is for doctors, and HSS, which is for other kind of health workers, their conversion
table are as follows. Let me take the one that concerns us. HSS, which is health salary structure, on one should be paid on HAPS 2. That is, if you're on level 1 in HSS, you should be paid on grade level 2 when it comes to the implementation of the HAPS. Mm. In that order, you can see it listed. So if I am on grade level 10 and in HSS, in the course of implementing HAPS, yeah, I should be paid on grade level 12. That is what this salary structure says. It came from the office of the head of service. So when he came and took us to nowhere, yeah, people were crying. It's not only the health workers. It cut across the entire council. But I don't want to talk about the council. Let me talk of the health unit, which I know very well about.
So you're saying the talks he said, because have you tried to have a conversation with the chairman,
yes,
on this particular issue? Because he has said that, yes, anyone who is a genuine staff of the council, and you're saying that you're being owed salaries, then you should come with your document and have a conversation with him, was what he said. So how do you, have you had that conversation?
I want to say that our chairman is a good man, but there are certain issues that are not going well. Every leader must have a listening ear. Allow us ventilate. Let's put our matters on the table. Mm. Whoever has a superior agreement takes it. That is what should happen. But in this case, it is difficult to speak with him because he won't even allow you to speak. By the time you say one or two things, he is angry and there is no way you can communicate. We have tried to see him in his office. No way. It was difficult. Wait. We even had to follow him to his house. We traced him to his house. Since the office was a bit rowdy, the office was hectic, let's go to his house on a weekend. And we went on a weekend with the hope that we are going to sit down and dissect this matter one and one and make him understand. Because he is a politician. Coming from the political class, it's not easy to understand what happens in civil service. You need to be tutored. So we wanted to explain to him, but when we got there, it was not what we went for. We have all given him these circulars. I've given it to him.
Okay.
Yes. And he said if the primary healthcare management board that gave him this paper says he should go ahead and pay, he will pay. The board has done so. Have even set up a committee.
The board has instructed that he pays.
Primary healthcare management board. Even, let me tell you one thing. That at the local government level, workers at the local government level are suffering deprivation, especially the health workers. Mm. Now, what we are still talking of HAPS, Harmonized Public Service Structure, whereas our colleagues at the state are talking of CONHES, a different salary structure. There was a letter written by the state government from the Office of the Attorney General transferring our salaries from the local government to the board. That letter was written in 2018.
I will get to this. Yes. I know this was one of the things, yes, that you've been asking, yes, for, yes, that the salaries be moved.
Yes.
But before we do that, last year, an internal editor, Comfort, said that the chairman refused to pay her due entitlements and salary for a few months, even after going to meet with him with her documents. I think that was after he said anyone with the documents and they know they are genuine staff to come forward. Said because she complained of not receiving the voucher from June. So we'll get to hear what she said. The fact that you also have said that you tried to meet with the chairman and it didn't work out in the way manner that you hoped it would. All right, let's just listen to what she said first before we go on.
The last report I submitted was on June. So after that June, July, August, September, I did not see voucher. I met my CEO that I have not seen voucher for the past 3 months and payment is going on. They say it was not their fault that this voucher is with chairman. I called chairman refused to take my call. So what I did was to raise the internal memo to call his attention. So even yesterday, I went to meet him. I printed all my time statements, all my documents, all of us. We went to his office. He said, he told me to my pay that he's not going to pay me. That is one that he's not going to pay me.
So hearing what she said and what you have said, if the chairman has said, come with your documents, if you're a genuine staff, we'll have a conversation. And if we see that your documents are authentic, of course, there's no reason why I wouldn't pay your salaries. And then the talks about the discrepancies, people who are earning more than what they should earn because of the level. If this meeting has been held and the payment still hasn't come or isn't coming as you hoped it would, What then would you say is the reason why the chairman is still holding back? Although we'll get to hear what he also said last year concerning this, but let's get your thoughts. Any other ideas as to why you think we're having these salary issues in Emohua local government? Aside the ghost workers that's been mentioned by the chairman.
Just as I said before, I won't be talking for the entire council because Nolge...
For health workers.
You see, when Honorable Chiriloy came to office, he said he asked the primary care management board for the workers' nominal role because they had done an internal audit for us, captured us a biometric, and gave us ID cards. Each of those ID cards has
this
a
was,
number.
This biometric exercise was conducted by this current administration, is that it?
No. By the University Primary in the days of, I think, Kruti Biamechi.
Yeah. Okay.
So, they gave us a state ID card, and we have the nominal row here. As you open somebody's name, you see a number by the side of this name. Mm-hmm. That is the number in the ID card. I have a code. If I enter it into the River State personnel management code, my name will show. So this was what the River State Primary Health Care Management Board gave to Chiriloy as the nominal role of primary health care workers in Emohua local government council. Mm.
But do we have the problem of ghost workers? I mean, let's look at just the health sector. Because the chairman kept on hammering on that. Do we have that problem?
If we must be sincere, He has even told us the number of health workers in Emohua local government. He knows from that voucher. If any other person is paid or found in the health voucher and does not, his name is not in that list, then the person becomes a ghost worker. He should talk of that one with his payroll department.
Yeah.
No health worker prepares voucher. But Andrew, let me say this very clearly. Apart from we saying he is paying us what we don't know, what is not our salary, we want to equally state that so many of our workers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months have not earned salary.
From the Zenith Bank.
As soon as you walk into Zenith Bank and say, I'm from Emohua local government council, they will remind you, statement of account. Because for every month, we are busy printing statement of account, making presentations to say, yes, this is the position, this is not position. So many persons, those women you hear cry yesterday, one of our colleagues was admitted in the hospital. She had to be discharged because there was no money to pay. Mm-hmm. So many of them have been ejected from their houses where they live. Because for 4 or 5 months, 1, 2 consecutively.
This particular salary is now that's been owed for 4 or 5 months. As a result of the complaints that the chairman has given, or is it even with the system that you don't know about and these people still don't get paid?
I want to say that it's only him that can explain what the problem is.
We'll go on a short commercial, and then when we come back, we'll be speaking with your colleague here. But before then, we'll get to hear what the chairman said. This was October last year when we spoke with him. He said that people were protesting at the council secretariat are ghost workers.
Just
let me finish so we could... Now, whether or not it involved health workers or in general every other worker at the council, we wouldn't know. But he said this while he was speaking with our correspondent and reacting to a barricade by some persons who claim to be staff of Emohua Council. He said genuine staff of the council are not being owed. That's what he said. So let's listen to him now.
They are not my staff. They are ghost workers. If you want to see our staff, come, I'll give you the payroll. They are paid over 1,200. So those ones are not my staff. So the staff are not being owed. And if you have any issue, there are proper channels to follow your issue. Locking the gate or doing anything. So I don't see, they are not there. They are all left. They are ghost workers.
So if this is the case and you are workers from the documents that you have presented, then what seems to be the problem is the question.
Let us call the matter short. When the salary issue started, we first protested. The primary care workers first protested. And he took offense that we did not even come to tell him before we protested. So I don't know what he arranged with the MOH and he came to address us. On the day of the address, he told us that he does not know which one is HSS or which one is HAPS, or he just saw that he has to pay salary. That now that he has known, he will go back and correct that mistake. Only for him to pay the same thing the next month. I went back to confront him. He said he never said so. I want to say it clearly here that we cannot sweep this matter under the carpet. He is currently doing a biometric exercise. with the council workers. But because we have this in the system of the state government, he said he's comfortable with what the health workers have.
So health workers are currently not part of the ongoing biometric?
No. Because we have done at the state, and log into the state website, you will see every health worker, everybody that is a local government health worker in Emoha. And that is this document I have in my hands. So I don't know why somebody whose name is here should not be paid salary.
So what about the situation of people who are not getting what they should get, or who are getting more than what they should get, who are health workers?
No.
Let
me tell you the truth of the matter. You see, we must not generalize issue. If he's saying some traditional council workers are getting what they are not supposed to get, fine. We have promotion letters. The only reason why he will say I will get what I'm supposed to, I'm not supposed to get, is misinterpretation of this circular. Else we have promotion letters. If I am on grade level 12.
So are you earning what you should earn?
I'm earning far, far below what I should earn.
That's what I'm trying to say. So that's why I'm asking the question now. So what is he saying is the reason for that? If you have confirmed that you're no ghost workers and you have your promotions and you've tried to get in touch with the chairman, just in 1 minute before we go on a commercial, what then is responsible for the discrepancies that we're having?
Let me put it straight.
Issue.
We are implementing HAPS at the local. HAPS at the local government. HAPS said, pay my workers one grade level ahead. Now, from the document he got from the state is implementing CONHES, which says step them down by one grade level.
So that's what is implemented?
Yes, but with a higher financial burden. If I am paid on grade level 10, maybe I get 120,000 naira on HAPS, which says one grade level ahead. With CONHES, who says bring that man that is on 10, originally on 10 to 9, we give that person more than 200,000 naira. So we are not asking for that.
Okay, so if you bring the level down, you pay more.
Yes, it's a salary structure that has to be followed. But what we are not asking for that is that no local government is paying that for now.
Right.
So why bring us down when you cannot increase our salary to that structure?
All right.
That is what the primary healthcare management board brought to him. If you can't pay this, this is the structure that brings that said they should come down by one grade level, implement this. When he saw it, he ran away.
All right, we'll go on the short commercial. When we return, then we'll tackle this particular problem on the structure and also get to talk about the call that you have made asking for salaries of health workers to be moved from the local government councils to the River State Primary Healthcare Management Board. We'll also get to talk to your colleague when we return. In the meantime, if you have questions, you have opinions, you have thoughts, whatever you want to say in regards to this issue, perhaps you're a worker who's listening as well from Emoha Local Government Council, the WhatsApp number is 0809-0306-416. We're also live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments and we'll be taking them after this break. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, yes, we are still here. Apost 8 is what the time is, just about 30 minutes before 9 o'clock. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. The conversation is still ongoing. There is the talks about ghost workers in local government areas. And the focus today is health workers in Emoha local government areas who are calling on the state government to transfer salaries of health workers from local government councils to Rivers State Primary Healthcare Management Board. They've been owed salaries for a couple of months. We've been hearing what leader of the protesters had to say, Isaiah Odu. We also have with us another member of the Emoha workers, health workers in Emoha local government area, staff of the local government, Mini Onwombweze. I hope I got his name correctly.
That's basically where we are. And the local government chairman has said, well, ghost workers, that's the problem. They've been here with documents trying to prove otherwise. And also have said that they are not earning what they actually should earn. Well, we're going to continue with the conversation, but first let's get to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0009. Those are the phone numbers to call. We are live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. A WhatsApp message you can send to 0809-030-6416. So let's get to the phone lines and take a few of your calls before we move on. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Try to keep it very short and precise. 1 minute. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, my brother man, Andrew.
All right, you're welcome. Your name and 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yes. My name is David West, ATM Nigeria. Andrew, it is quite unfortunate that since Honorable Chidi Lloyd assumed office as the executive chairman of Emoha local government, the workers in Emoha local government have not known peace. Just like his principal, His Excellency Nyesom Wike, assumed governor of River State, the civil servants in River State too have not known peace. What is really happening, for God's sake? Do ghosts protest? If Chidi Lloyd does not have the capacity to handle the affairs of Emoha local government, I expect the leader and the Emoha Legislative Assembly to impeach him. What are they doing, for God's sake? How can people work and you don't want to pay them? The next thing you say, they are ghost workers. It's unfortunate. Anyway, they were not, he was not even elected properly by the people. What they did was just mere anointment. So why would you not find people like this in the corridors of power?
All right, David West, thank you very much. 1 minute exhausted, but then to make that correction, he went through the electoral process and was elected chairman of the local government area. So thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome. Your name, please?
I greet the guys in the studio.
All right. Go ahead. 1 minute.
My name is Barry Diggiadom, the radio governor. Andrew, a laborer is worthy of his wages, so. I don't know. Since this Chidi Lloyd assumed office as the chairman of EMO, everything has turned upside down. Like our caller said, the ghost workers, they don't protest. How ghost workers will protest? I think Chidi Lloyd should pay these people. He should pay them and stop running Emoha local government council like his own personal business. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to you.
My name is Blessed
Emmanuel.
Issue of ghost worker in Emoha local government. Dr. Chidi Lloyd did not do enough. He's not okay with the people that govern the Emoha local government. After an excessive command of Emoha, since he assumed the office, in fact, what he's doing there is totally bad. Workers are complaining bitterly, and the earth is wet. Without earth, nothing we can do. For him to not pay earth workers, what is he talking? He said that they are ghost workers. Can ghost workers come on board to protest? It's not when you are not seeing somebody that you need to pay for, and then you see the name alone, you call them ghost workers. Since he resumed this office as the executive chairman of Emoha, Chief God is not doing well. And I thank God that he left the APC. APC no want some body of that nature. He should go, he should continue doing that rubbish work in the Emoha and in the PDP as well. And the government started looking at him. That staff are complaining every day by day. And there's a need to for the legislator of that Emoha to do something for that to be pinched out of the local government office. It's not doing okay. It's not doing well. People are phenomenal everywhere. People are crying. They are not eating. And you are saying you are the chairman of SGA. What are we talking about? I bet when I left my kids.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, let's hear from our guest chair, Mini Umbweze, who is also a staff of the council. Yes, so we were before the commercial. We're talking about the discrepancies in payment of salaries, and those who are on certain grade level were stepped down, but then are not earning what they ought to earn according to the provisions that was made. What's the explanation to that? Has anything been sent by the government, the local government chairman? Have there been meetings between the health workers and the chairman to discuss this particular issue?
Yes. Very well. I think my leader has beautifully explained that. We have, as peaceful workers, we have done everything humanly possible to rectify this problem amicably. We have interfaced with him, explained details to him.
And what did he say?
From the onset, he said he never knew that he was to pay health workers, that he thought health worker salary should have been from the state, which has been our earnest this year. We are praying for that our salary should be pushed to the state. But when he finally realized that local government pays health workers, he said he want a document from River State Primary Health Care Management Board that whatever they ask him to pay us is what he will pay us.
And did he get that document?
Finally, the document came. The document came. And that document, so far as we are concerned, should be in our favor. Because we are taking salary.
Do you have a copy of the document? Have you?
Yes.
Okay. So what did the document say about the payment of the salary?
Yes. This document is prepared on ConHealth, like he explained to you.
Mm.
And if it is ConHealth, I am currently on grade level 13.
Okay.
They will be paying me on 12. But the salary will be huge than that of harmonization. Very huge salary, even after I am stepped down.
I think, because for those who may not understand how this works, if you can just try to explain in a few minutes, 1 or 2 minutes, if you're stepped down, I think Mr. Onu,
Onu
is looking forward to explain to that. He's already itching to reply
yes,
to that.
Yes.
How would you be stepped down and then earning more?
Mm.
Okay. The truth of the matter is that government come with different circulars at different times. As workers yearned for increase, even as petroleum product is increasing and labor is doing this and that, the Salary and Wages Commission goes back to the drawing board and come back and agree with the workforce, this is what we can do. And they agree. Once that is agreed, like are we expecting the 30,000 naira minimum wage? It's being paid to some. We're still expecting it. Now, if that salary is approved in River State, a salary structure will be attached to it, saying the man on grade level one on 30,000 minimum wage should be paid this. And that is how we get the structure. Now, the HAPS, which we are being paid before Chief Deloitte came, said any man on grade level one, wherever you are, you should be given one grade level ahead as a health staff. Now, he is on 13. They say he should be paid on grade level 14. I've shown you the circular. It's open here. Now, with the ConHealth, which I have said before, no LGA is paying that, but the state, that is what the health workers at the state are enjoying. For the ConHealth, let me come to tell you, even this HAPS we are talking about, there is a health version of this HAPS, which the local government say they cannot pay. And they are not paying it.
Yeah.
There is a health version. Now, for every structure that comes, just as we have TSS for teachers, we have structure for core local government, core civil service. I'll have structure for health workers, medical and health workers. They're always different. But that of the health workers, local government is not implementing. What they're using to pay us is a core local government, core civil service substructure, which we ought to have rejected. But we say, okay, for peace to reign. So, at the state where they are paying ConHealth, the ConHealth says that somebody on grade level 2 should be paid on ConHealth 1. Bring him down by one grade level. But if you look at the allowances and his take home and his basic everything put together, it is greater than me.
What an original level one.
Yes. What the man on HAPS is would taking. Collect. Now, if he is paid on 13.
On what platform is he paying the local government? Is the local government paying workers, health workers now?
That is what we are saying. Before Chi Deloitte came, we are paying with this structure.
So what
HAPS.
Because you said but that you've today, been receiving salaries, but it's not what you should receive. So what on what platform? platform, is the local government, more local government, paying you now?
That is what I'm saying. I don't prepare voucher. What I see at the end of the month, whatever it is, like somebody on grade level 12 will be paid 21,000.
So it brings us to the question, so what me. Platform is the local government paying
that
you
is
guys
our,
now?
That is what
that is our question.
We don't know.
We try to ask, to find out from the chairman.
I have even consulted or confronted the council treasurer, who says everything, that they are doing their work the way it should be done. Now, when it is time for payment, we have tried our best. This matter, we have even dragged it to the office of the head of service.
All right, so you're saying if payment of salaries is moved from the council to the River State Primary Healthcare Management Board, these issues would be resolved?
Isha, we'll go to church to give thanksgiving.
Has this suggestion been made to the MOA Local Government Council?
To move salary? No, it is not in the hands of MOA Local Government.
But the state government have talked about it.
It is in the hands of the state government. I've told you here before that in 2018, there was a circular released moving our salary from the local government to the Primary Healthcare Management Board.
Mm-hmm.
But those moves, what stopped it? Why it did not work? I don't know. It was based on that the state now said, okay, we need to know who are the real health workers in the local government. And they did this biometrics and everything was done. I'm even calling you. I don't want to go into official documents. Salaries vouchers have even been prepared by River State Primary Healthcare Management Board for health workers. But what stopped that move? We did not know.
So in other words, you're trying to get the state government to conclude the process
and move on, because we are dying of the truth. I just told you here that some of our workers have been ejected. Some of them are begging food. Imagine somebody who has not seen salary for 3-5 months, or somebody on grade level 12 who was formerly paid 100,000+ earning 21,000.
Mr. Owombuize.
Yes.
So, talk to us about this. Do we have ghost workers in the system for health workers? Because that has been the major focus of the council chairman. Yes, you've talked about the biometrics and all of that. Do we have ghost workers?
Thank you very much. Honestly, if you go through our process, the process of gaining employment as a health worker, you see that it is not possible. Because you can't just be employed as a health worker and start working. You go to school, that is River State College of Health Management,
Health Science and Technology.
Graduate before you be absorbed. So there is no way any person will forge those documents and come into health sector as a ghost worker. If there are ghost workers, it shouldn't be in the health sector. We don't have even one.
So when he says ghost workers, what does he mean? Who is a ghost worker?
I'm not sure he's referring to health workers. Because we don't have one person as a ghost in the health sector.
Andrew, if I should come in here, I want to equally use the opportunity to tell Chidi Lloyd something. He is a politician. He's calling people ghost workers. These persons were employed by the people he succeeded. Within his period of stay, he will equally employ some persons before he leaves. If he leaves office today and somebody comes in tomorrow and calls those his brothers and sisters or those people who employed ghost workers and throw them out of job, will he have empowered anybody? Mm. Nothing.
All right, let's take some more phone calls before we and then we move on to the WhatsApp portal to get your messages. Remember, we're live on Facebook, so you can drop your comments. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Sadly, we lost our call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning once again.
Yeah, good morning to you.
You can see that this is Pastor Isaiah George.
All right, go ahead. You have 1 minute. One minute.
You can see that this matter is a worrisome matter. Today, I was supposed to be going to work, but I am at home crying bitterly because I know very well that this is just a political wish on. Now you can hear what the last person who spoke here, what he said. Do you know that at the exit of his tenure, he will be employing people, just like the governor is waiting to play politics with the 5,000 jobs. At the exit of his tenure, he will begin to employ people. and if other person come and begin to brand these same people as ghost workers, would you have empowered anybody? It's a big question that we need to go on with. It's a big question that we need to, in fact, this question has some your guest in your studio and it has a informed and said something that we need to go on with.
All right, Isaiah, thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info, good morning. And we lost that call. Okay, on WhatsApp, we have a few messages here. This one says, sent me a picture of the document from the River State government. I think we have those documents here in the studio as well. So, the documents from the River State government moving salaries of healthcare workers to Primary Healthcare Management Board, but it was not implemented. The implementation is where we have the issue now. I think it's been cited. Remove not the ancient landmark. The major problem of the leadership in River State is when a barrister assumes the position of an administrator. The barristers in the River State local government have destroyed the system. George sent in that one. Andrew, it's because of the lackadaisical manner at which some local government staff officials carry out their duties. They neglect their duty post and expect payments they do anyhow they want, and that's why they are actually seen anyhow. Comrade Papi from Port Harcourt. There's also that talk of workers from local government areas not acting or being up to doing what they ought to do, or being at work when they ought to, and doing all of that. But I wouldn't know too much. I'm from Bayelsa State, and yes, we've seen our own fair share of these sort of things happen even there. But then we know that civil service is civil service everywhere. Is that something that's also a problem? Workers not putting in the right effort.
Andrew,
you don't have the required tools to work, and that is why it's difficult to work as health workers?
You see, everything about health sector is very different. We have persons monitoring us every day. We do immunization, we do other works. You see people coming from board to monitor us and checkmate us. So if it is...
So you're speaking for health workers?
Okay? Health workers purely.
Uh-huh.
As I speak with you now, if you go to that council now, you will only see crowd of people at the health sector. The health centers are open. You see our workers every day doing their work, like this COVID-19.
I was about coming to that, since
yes,
you guys are
like
here.
This COVID-19.
You just touch on it a little bit about what's happening with the COVID.
Yes. The same health workers went to his house, his community, to give them those jabs. We are doing work not even at the health center alone. We go to nooks and crannies of the community to ensure that our children are immunized. Those necessary things are given to them by health workers. Right. You see us carry our Jones stars and all that doing this work because it is a professional job.
We'll come back to it. Let's take a few more messages first. Mr. Odu, I know. Oh, we'll come back to you. I know you have a lot you want to say. Let's take a few more messages. Good morning, Andrew. Politicians are wicked people. How can people who don't work in a local government claim they are working there? This is ridiculous. You better pay them their money. A worker deserves his pay. Rhymes from Umebule sent in that one. Angela says, Andrew, what a man sows, he will reap. From the foregoing, you can see how vicious our politicians can be. If he can do this to his own people, imagine if the chairman is to be governor or president of the country. The craft workers will hunt you if you refuse to do the needful. Good morning, please. I want the gentleman from the studio, why aren't they going to the industrial court? Yeah, that was a question we're supposed to also address. Mr. Odu, now you can say something. Have you tried going to the industrial court to sort this out?
Yeah, my brother. You see, we are just workers. When a worker is not paid salary, courts are not for free. Where does he get money to finance court matters? But you see the truth of the matter. We have considered this option. But we are not equally unaware of the fact that this matter could be in court until Chidi Lloyd leaves office. That is what our judicial system has turned into. Of a truth, we have had some matters at the union level. They will give you 4, 5, 6 months adjournment, and you continue to earn the same salary. They will continue to take long adjournment until Chidi Lloyd leaves. I will have nothing to fall back on. So since he's threatening he's going to take us to court, we are comfortable. That is why we have come here. We have come to tell him since we can't tell him one
because,
on one.
Because he has that said that some ready. People are earning more and then they need to pay back
We'll drag the River State Primary Care Management Board into it. We'll drag the head of service into it because these circulars we are working with comes from them. Okay. We are ready for him.
We'll have so many persons standing for us.
All right,
let's, sweetness.
Let's take some messages on Facebook as we begin to conclude. John Iseza says, when we have leaders that feel like God Almighty, we have issues like this. A simple meeting with these people would have rectified all these issues, but with a leader that cannot listen, you will always have problems. Victor Miak Chioma on Facebook says, okay, I was the one who led the last protest in October. Chidi just deliberately refused to pay some workers. Okay, maybe we'll get to speak with him later on. Victor Chioma. Victor Solomon. Okay, Chioma Victor Solomon. Comfort says, the internal auditor of MOI Local Government Council. Okay, I think she was the one we last year we spoke with. Since August till now, I have not been paid. Even people working in my office have not been paid. My brothers and my sisters bearing same surname, he also stopped their salaries too. Okay? Please, we need the governor to intervene in this our situation. We are dying. Oh, bad man, a man. Bad man, a man, bad. I can't really get what you're saying, Comfort. But she's saying that even people who bear the same names as just like her haven't been paid. Well, the situation is... we'd have to now hear from the local government chairman and hear what he would want to say to this. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yes, Andrew, good morning.
You're welcome.
Hello, good morning.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Good morning.
Okay, my name is Chima. And let me go straight to the point. I think what the council chairman, what Chidi Lord is doing is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. It's not proper. You know, just as one of your guests said, today is the council chairman. He will definitely, I'm very sure he will make employment. Is it that when he leaves tomorrow, if he eventually leaves, and someone else succeeds him, the person now will see his own, the ones employed as a ghost worker? So I'm saying this because I was there. The thing affected me, but what I did was just to abandon the whole thing. I left. I was employed there, but when he came, he said we are ghost work. I said no problem. I left. God has blessed me with expertise that I can survive outside of this place. So what I just abandoned the whole thing.
Okay.
Let MOA local government for him. Let him just chop the salary. When Tom was there, Tom was telling me. Tom paid me. So when Tom left and Chief Lord decided to call us that Tom employed us ghost workers. I said no problem. I think we have Trump employed some people and he came and said you will employ, and when another person comes there tomorrow, the person will say the chief lawyer wants chief lawyer employed are those workers.
All right, thank you very much. We just have 1 minute, so let's wrap things up quickly. Mr. Odu, I put this. The situation in MOA local government area for health workers, is it similar with other local government areas? Is it the same thing with other local government areas?
No. This situation is just only in MOA local government. We'll keep on wondering. Other chairman that came with him, can't he consult?
So
why Port Harcourt City Council?
Every other local government chairman, health workers are getting what they ought
to
get.
The 22 local government, even more. Let him compare our salary with Port Harcourt City Council. Let him compare with Obiakpo. Let him compare with other LGAs. He will see that we are paid less than other LGs.
All right, let's get your final words. Few seconds as we wrap things up. Few seconds.
I want to beg the state governor. He's been a very listening father. I want to remind him that during his campaign days, we came to his office during his campaign days. And one of the promises he made to primary care workers in the state is that as soon as he assumes office, he's going to transfer our salary to the primary care management board. We want to ask him to fulfill that promise he made so that this matter can be laid to rest.
Audu, thank you very much. Mini Nwobueze, anything you want to say?
Yes.
A few seconds.
Yes, we are not very happy. Every time MOA local government, health workers and all that, we are not very comfortable with that. So government should help us and return us to our normal levels and give us what is due us.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Odu, you want to say everything?
Yes, I want to call on Norgay River State, because in the days of Apostle Godwin Tumidiri, I must not fail to tell that man thank you, because he's a man.
So Norgay
hasn't said
nothing.
I've been sleeping. They are not even dogs, not to talk of the ones that are toothless. Let Norgay rise to their challenge. Right. An injury to one is an injury to all. You cannot sit down in the office and collect our check of this and do nothing.
All right. Thank you very much. So hopefully we'll also get to hear from Noke. But that's the much we can take this morning. Thank you. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Been with me has been Azaya Odu, who's the leader of the health workers in Emoa local government area, who are currently asking that their salary payments be transferred to the Rivers State Primary Healthcare Management Board because of some discrepancies that they're also having since it's coming from the local government council. Well, details of all of this would definitely unfold. We'll get to hear from the chairman at one time. Also, Mini Onwubueze was my guest here. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your day.